You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-fits-all branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's clothing that bolsters your brand identity and creates a unique connection between your brand, your employees, and your customers. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a supplier of branded apparel to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help you and your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action. From logo application to online ordering, Lands' End Outfitters offers seamless solutions that give you peace of mind, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is back. Score up to 70% off everything home and end summer with can't-miss surprise flash deals. All with fast shipping right to your doorstep. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 3rd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If you ask an American, what's the first thing they think of when you mention Ireland? The answer, predictably, is Guinness. But that could be just as easy applied, perhaps even more so, to Kenya. The black stuff is huge there, and as it is in many other parts of Africa, so much so that on Micheál Martin's visit to Kenya, it has included a tour of the Guinness Brewery in Nairobi. News Talk reporter Andrew Louth was there and tried to keep his hands from straying the whole time he was there. Andrew, how big of a place is this?
Well, Sean, when you look at Kenya, it's seen as one of the more stable, more economically developed countries in the Horn of Africa. And if you want to look at the success of Guinness in Kenya as a market, you know, Kenya is the fifth largest market that Diageo has. And it's not even the biggest one in Africa. Nigeria is also really, really popular for Guinness as well. And there are many anecdotes that Irish people that visit the likes of Nigeria and Kenya that would tell you when they meet locals and they say that they're Irish. And then the first thing would say is, oh, I remember when I had my first Guinness in Kenya. So when we went to this brewery yesterday, I suppose one of the more interesting things about this brewery, Sean, is it's a biomass facility. So the machinery isn't actually powered by those heavy climate-wrecking fossil fuels. They're powered by wood chipping, sawdust, macadamia nut shells, pine cones, those sort of things. And it's actually led to a reduction of 95% in Scope 1 carbon emissions.
Right, that's impressive. And it should be pointed out, many people listening will probably already know this, African Guinness isn't the same as you get in the pub here.
No, it's not. Firstly, in Kenya, anyway, it's not sold on draft, but that is due to change. When the Taoiseach of Micheál Martin was getting a tour of kind of the history of Guinness in Africa, there was a Waterford native, Joanne Luby, who works for Diageo in Kenya. Her title is Head of Beer, which I think is a phenomenal title in itself.
Okay.
So Guinness in Kenya is marketed as Guinness Foreign Extra Stout because, as you said, it's not the same Guinness you would get in Ireland. So it's marketed so that it was brewed in James's Gate and was done so for the ability to travel high seas with a little drop of Ireland, which is a flavour extract from the brewery in James's Gate in each bottle. And this is something that the Taoiseach, when he was told about this, he described it as the secret sauce. With that, it's quite light for the first part. You know, you don't get that kind of heavy, creamy sense when you take a sip of it. It's also fairly fizzy as well. Mm. Now, Guinness themselves might deny this is the case, but it's not quite the same smoothness that you get from a pint of the black stuff that you would get in Dublin or around the rest of Ireland as you would in Kenya. It's also 6.5% ABV,
yeah.
Sean, so
yeah.
A little bit stronger than we would get here.
And now, is there a reason why it's not sold on draft? Is it just it's the habit that the beers are in general aren't sold on draft there?
Yeah, so it's pretty much, in Kenya at least, it's very much a bottled beer kind of country. Now, there seems to be some sort of shift towards the selling of draft, you know, and just some of the some of the issues around infrastructure as such, that would require, that you would require in a pub to sell it on draft, is isn't always quite there. But there is definitely a push by Diageo, at least, to start selling it on draft. But it wouldn't be kind of the, it wouldn't be the exact same as you pull down, you pull down the nozzle here and it just pours straight out. There's kind of a, you get those, you get kind of special cans that you kind of connect up to a tap, and then you pull on the tap and then it'll start, and then it starts kind of sucking it out then. Oh. So it's kind of like those kind of Nitro Surge cans that you would have, that you'd see in the shops, except it is actually hooked up to a tap and then it's just poured from that way.
What's the temperature there at the moment?
The temperature, it's actually in the depths of winter here at the moment, Sean. So it's about, if I just have, it was about between 18 to 20 degrees we've been getting every day since we've been here this week. And just kind of at the moment in Addis Ababa, where I am now, that's the second leg of the Taunus's trip, it's actually 19 degrees. So pretty much
That's all right.
It has been.
Because I'm just wondering, like in the middle of summer when you're, you know, it's in, you know, 20s going towards the 30s maybe, Guinness is the last thing you'd want to drink, but... weirdly enough, it's you know, among the most popular drinks there.
Yeah, it is. And it's not even that as well. It's just, even in Kenya, at least, there's also a lager which Diageo also brews. It's called Tusker Lager. And that's a, that one's obviously a little bit more lighter, that bit more refreshing. So you don't get that kind of Guinness kind. You don't get that heaviness of Guinness, although it's quite light. It would be a bit lighter than it would be in Ireland anyway. But in the depths of their summer, which would be kind of be January, February, it's not really something I would be thinking about having either.
Absolutely not. Okay, Andrew, thanks a million. And, you know, lay off the Guinness a bit. That was Andrew Loud there reporting to us from Addis Ababa. Joe says, my fiance is Ugandan. Everyone drinks Guinness there. Very few people know it's Irish or where Ireland even is. Baileys and Jameson are popular there too. Kev says, I had a man from Nigeria in my bar in Dublin. The order, God, listen to this. The order was a half pint of Guinness in a pint glass, topped off by a bottle of Club Orange. I think I got a little bit sick in my mouth there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.